Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph. So Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, the Gemara is in the midst of a discussion of the many, many halachas we learned from Chana and the way she davened, and the words of her tefillah, and how they relate to our practical, you know, way that we daven. And after that discussion, the Gemara continues discussing, you know, the tefillah of Chana and the words of that whole interaction there, and starts to give a gadata, starts to give, you know, certain agadataic things, certain drashos about, you know, Chana's tefillah. And there's an interesting line there, right, that he asked Rav Dimi, so when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said, oh, aruch v'lo gutz, right, that what was Chana's tefillah, that he shouldn't be too tall and too short. V'lo katon v'lo ilim, he shouldn't be too small or too mighty. I guess it means physically, strength-wise. V'lo tzachor v'lo gichor, and he shouldn't be too pale, too white, or he shouldn't be too red. V'lo chacham v'lo tipish, he shouldn't be too wise or too stupid. And l'chora, that's a very weird misora, especially because until this point, the Gemara is going through like nice things, that, you know, somebody who anointed two people, and, you know, shakul k'moshev Aaron, right? And what's this say? He says, oh, he shouldn't be too smart. Right, to the point where Rashi even gets involved and says, no, too smart means like beyond brilliant. Like, yo, turn me die. And why would a parent not want their child to be too smart? Every parent's dream is for their child to succeed and accomplish. And, you know, a smart child would be a great bracha. Why would you daven for that? Because ayin hara, that if this guy is beyond brilliant, everyone's going to say, wow, look at this miracle child who was born after so many years of, you know, her being barren, and he's beyond brilliant. And they would put a lot of ayin hara on him, and it would make it harder for him to succeed in life with all that ayin hara, with all that evil eye on him. But I think there's a way to touch up, you know, the entire Masorah of Rav Dimi, that he's actually talking about something else entirely. What Rav Dimi keeps doing is he keeps talking about two opposites. He keeps talking about two poles. That on one side you have too tall, on one side you have too short. On one side you have too red, you have too white. You have too smart, too stupid. What these are actually representing are representing different midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam are channeled down to the world through what's called spheros, right? These spheros, these midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam are as follows, that Hashem has chachma and he has bina. Hashem is wise and understanding. And many times we use wisdom or understanding, we are tapping in to those kochos. There's chesed and there's gevurah. There's Hashem's kindness and Hashem's might. Anytime we, you know, have an act of giving and chesed and kindness, that's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And anytime we have an act of withholding or, you know, being mighty for the right sake, that's coming from gevurah. And this continues Netzach and Hod, but there's a lot of midos that are kind of considered that they have an opposite, that they have a parallel coming from the other side, right? And there's a balance, you know, which is called Teferis, which is called the middle point, which is the splendor of the Jewish people, Teferis Yisrael, which is to be able to, you know, find that golden mean, find that middle avenue that between two polarizing midos. And even the Rambam quotes this, right, from secular philosophers, that there's a, when it comes to midos, when it comes to character traits, there's, you know, a right and a left, and the key is to find that middle balance that incorporates both, you know, when they're appropriate. So that is what's happening here, that we have these rights and lefts, that we have these two sides. And in fact, the midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam are divided up into right and left. That chachma, chesed, netzach, harachzon on the right side, and bina, understanding, gvura, might, hod, gratitude are coming from the left side. And there's a lot to say about why each one's the right and the left, but those right and left have a middle, which is called this Teferis, this middle line, which is where Das comes from, and Teferis, and Yesod, and Malchus, and these spheros all have specific meaning. But now we can start to understand a little bit. What does it mean, shouldn't be a Chacham? Meaning, she didn't want him to just come from Chachma. And she didn't want him to be a Tipesh. She didn't want him to just come from Tipesh, right? It could come from the Omek of the Osius of Tipesh, the letters of the word Tipesh, are also letters of the word pshat, right? They didn't want to come just from the world of pshat, right? Chachma is the sod, and pshat is the simplicity. She didn't want it to come from just one side or the other. And long and short, the midos on the right side are considered long, and the midas on the left side are considered short. The midas on the right side are considered white, and the midas on the left side are considered red, to a degree, right? Chesed versus Gevura. That Chesed versus Din. That Din is red, as we know from Yom Kippur, with the Seir La'Azazel, they push it off, and the red thing turns white. That means Hashem moved to Chesed and Rachamim, that He's going to forgive us. So all these Lashonos are things that are paralleling these different attributes that are poles. That on each one alone would be a Madriga, but that wasn't what Chana was davening for. Chana was davening that Shmuel should be in the middle. And in fact, he was Zocha. And how do we know that? From actually the previous lines in the Gemara. Because the Gemara right above discusses, trying to figure out what's so special about Shmuel. And it gives two different suggestions. One is that, right, what does it say, that Zera Anashim? One is that he should just be, exceptional person. Shmuel says, no, what does it mean that there's Shnei Anashim, that there's two people that he was Moshe? That's Shaul and David. Rabbi Yochanan says he was a person who was equal to two people, Moshe va'Aaron. Right? Because Moshe comes from the right side. Moshe is what's called Netzach. Moshe comes a Midah from the right, and Aaron came from the left side. Aaron was the Midah of Hod. But Moshe and Aaron together, right? There's another pasuk that's quoted there. Moshe Aaron b'kohen Abu Shmuel b'kari Shmuel. That Shmuel in his door is equal to Moshe and Aaron together, meaning Moshe and Aaron were two parts of a coin, that there was two channels to the Ribono Shalom. There was the Derech of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Derech of Aaron HaKohen. Shmuel was able to be just the Derech of Shmuel and Navi. And in fact, it's known that the Neviim were able to tap into both into the world of Netzach and into the world of Hod. That's called Netzach and Hod, are called Yenikas HaNeviim. They're called the place where the Neviim are Yonik from, where they receive sustenance and receive their Nevuah from. In the Piyut of Kel Mistater, one of the Zemiros, might be in, Zemir Shal Shabbos, but Friday night, or sometimes Hashal Shudas. So it says, Netzach Lahod are Yenikas HaNeviim, that they're the drawing place of the Neviim. In fact, that's why some of the Tehillim starts with Lama Natzeach or Hodu, that Lama Natzeach, Melashon Natzeach, Hodu, Melashon Hod, that these are two different channels to tap into the Ribono Shalom. And Shmuel was Shmuel HaNavi, he knew how to be called both. He knew that there were times that you had to channel him through Netzach, and times you had to channel him through Hod. So he was equal to both Moshe v'Aaron in his door. He knew how to be that, how to tap into the Ribono Shel Olam in that way. And that's what she was doubting. And the other side, you could say, he was the one who was Zocha to anoint two Mashiachs, right, to anoint two Malachim, right? One was Shaul and one was David, right? But what does it mean to anoint two kings? So those two Mashiachs, those two anointings, represent Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Right, Shaul, coming from the Bnei Rachel, and David, coming from the Bnei Leah, that he was able to do that. Why? Because they represent in the Midos what's called Yesod and Malchus. That Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David represent two things, the culmination of that middle point, of that Kav HaEmtzai, that middle pillar, that middle beam. And through, Shmuel finding his place, he knew how to tap into the right, how to tap into the left. He was able to be the one who could anoint both the Mashiach and Yosef and the Mashiach and David. He knew how to anoint both Shaul and both David HaMelech. And really, that brings us to the last one of the approach there, that the Rabbanan Amri Zera Anashim, that he should be, what Zera Anashim means, Zera Shemuv Labin Anashim. He knows how to not stand out. He knows how to, when he's with the Chevra, who needs to connect to Rabbanu Shalom through the right side, through the Kav HaYamin, he knows how to bring them there. And when he's with a group of people that need to reconnect to the Bon Shalom with the Kava small, with the left side, he knows how to bring them there. And it's really a big, also, Musar Haskel for anyone who's dealing with their own children or Talmidim or just dealing with people and trying to help everyone grow towards the Bon Shalom and towards the Creator, is that different people are going to have a different derech. And there's a Madriga called somebody who's not Muvla Ben Anashim, somebody who knows how to, fit in with everyone. And it's not being false and fake. It's knowing how to tap in. It's somebody who comes from the center. Somebody whose center is Tiferes, which is Tiferes Yisrael, which is seeing the beauty in every single Jew, will know how to say, oh, this Jew's stemming from the right side. I should tap him into the right. I should bring him to the right. He, the approach that will work for him will be, an overpouring of chesed or, learning b'derech ha-chachma. And there's another Jew who might, what the way he's going to get close to Ribono Shel Olam is through real gevura and real holding back and real limitations set on himself. And I should help bring him there. And he, or somebody who understands the Torah in the world of Bina, and a good mechanech and a good person and a good Eved Hashem, is somebody who helps other people find Hashem through their right channel. Somebody who knows how to anoint both the Mashiach ben Yosef and the Mashiach ben David. Somebody who knows that, Moshe and Aaron each brought something else to the table, and I'm trying to kind of be that middle ground between the two of them.